The parents of a boy who killed four of his classmates in a Michigan school in the United States 3 years ago have been sentenced to at least 10 years in prison. James and Jennifer Crumbly's son, Ethan, was 15 when he murdered the teenagers. He is serving life in prison without parole. But on Tuesday, his parents were also jailed for between 10 and 15 years for involuntary manslaughter. It's a landmark case. They are the first parents to be held responsible for a shooting carried out by their child. Nicole Bosa Soleil's 17-year-old daughter Madison was murdered by Crumbly. In the court, she addressed the killer's parents directly, and in this clip you will also hear from Steve St. Juliana, whose daughter Hannah was also murdered.
When you texted, "Ethan, don't do it," I was texting Madison, "I love you, please call mom." When you found out about the lives your son took that day, I was still waiting for my daughter in a parking lot.
Instead of acknowledging any mistakes, they continue to show no remorse. They take no accountability. They and their lawyers continue to try to change the narrative and portray the defendants as victims of the prosecution team. Hannah, Madison, Tate, and Justin are the ones who have lost everything, not the defendants.
Well, James Crumbly, the father of the killer, had this to say to the families of the dead.
"I am sorry for your loss as a result of what my son did. I cannot express how much I wish that I had known what was going on with him."
Well, a short time ago, we spoke to US-based journalist Steve Futterman, who reminded us of Ethan Crumbly's crimes.
Well, he was in his school. This is November 2021. The school had called the parents saying that they found these disturbing drawings that he had made. And he was called in to speak with a counselor, talked about things like suicide. The parents came to the school. They did not want to take him out. They said they needed to go to work. And if he needed to go home, he would have to walk home. He stayed in the school and eventually opened fire, killing four students. And this has been the big issue since the shooting took place. Did the parents act neglectfully? And the jury found them, both of them, guilty of involuntary manslaughter. And now they have both been sentenced 10 to 15 years in prison.
And the prosecution's case also maintained that Ethan Crumbly had told his parents for many months that he was feeling depressed, he was suffering from mental illness, and rather than doing anything to help him, they bought him a gun.
Yes, the judge in her statement before sentencing the parents, she said that parents are not expected to be psychics, but she said these parents repeatedly ignored what a reasonable person would have noticed. Talking about the mother specifically, the judge said she failed to exercise even the smallest amount of ordinary care. The judge and the prosecutors talked about simple things like putting gun locks on some of the weapons. It was just a series of events which the prosecution and the judge agreed were just neglectful and led to these deaths.
And what was their defense, Steve?
Well, they basically said that they did not know how seriously ill, mentally ill their son was. They had no expectation that he would do such a thing. They basically said that they felt in many cases that they had acted properly. But in the end, they said they did not have any idea. They should not have been expected to have any idea that their son was about to murder fellow students at the school.
They were faced with the families of many of the victims in court who spoke of their horror and their grief, etc. Did the parents express any remorse?
Yes, the father especially specifically mentioned the families of the four students, expressed his remorse, saying that he cannot express enough how badly he feels about what they have gone through. These are statements you expect, obviously, from someone who's been convicted and is about to be sentenced. But this was a case where I think we all thought that the parents were going to be sentenced to a significant time in prison, and sure enough, they have been.
What's the debate like there in the States around this story, Steve? Is there much disagreement over the decision to prosecute and convict two people who didn't kill anyone, but as now is the case, have been convicted of involuntary manslaughter?
Well, certainly there are laws on the books that can hold parents guilty, as we've seen in this case. But it's so unusual to have parents charged for the acts of a minor child. Ethan was 15 at the time of these murders. He's now 17 years old. It's very rare, not unprecedented, but very rare for parents to be brought to court for the actions of a minor child. But again, these cases were so repugnant to so many people that the prosecution brought the case. I think there are some people who are feeling like the parents should not have been charged to begin with, but it's not like a situation where you have a large outpouring of support for these parents. I think most people, if you view this logically, feel that the parents really should have done something. Were they completely, should they have been completely aware of what he was about to do? No, but there were so many actions that the parents just ignored that I think the totality of all this has led to not much sympathy for the parents.
But are people wondering where this might go from here in terms of any precedent it may set in other instances?
Well, certainly there is some concern, gun rights advocates feel that perhaps that these parents should not have been charged. It could set a precedent, but we should point out these laws have been on the books for some time. And again, it's a very, very rare instance when you have situations like this. Could this open the door? To some degree, it could, but I don't think we're going to see a rash of parents being charged for violent acts by their children.
But it may be used to put pressure to do plea arrangements or plea bargains in some cases in the future.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I think this does have ramifications. This case received so much attention. And again, not much sympathy for the parents throughout the ordeal and the eventual trial. But I do think parents are going to be aware of this. Parents whose children might have, there might be guns in the home. I think some parents will be very aware of this and will take some precautions, we hope, to prevent their children from getting access to weapons like this.
Steve Futterman in the United States.